Greetings, greetings, my dear and wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening to thinkaboutit.org. And this is the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is December the 12th, Sunday, 2010, December the 12th. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb out of the mind of this wicked system of Babylon, this wicked system of warfare and bloodshed and destruction, and climb up with the help of the Most High into the mind of the Most High, the mind of God, the mind of Christ, so that we may endeavor to organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are willing to ally ourselves with any political, religious, and revolutionary organization that is endeavoring to do the same. My beautiful sister Venice is my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, and I thank her for her hard and diligent work on behalf of this website and this program. You may contact me by emailing YAHLOVE, YAHLOVE, YAHLOVE at comcast.net. And as we always do, let us pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High. Praises unto the Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the Father is known as Abba, which is an African Hebrew word, Abba meaning Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah. In Egypt, the Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, the Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Also, giving praises to our wonderful and precious and beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Mother, Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is Chokmah. Look up wisdom on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It is Chokmah. It is a feminine word denoting and referring to a feminine entity, in this case, Mother Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 in verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. This teaches us that Holy Spirit is Mother. She is feminine, for she conceived. Only the Mother conceives. The Father begets. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the Mother of Jesus, but she is your and my Mother as well. Mother of creation, Mother of the universe, Mother of the human family. As Father is Father of creation, Father of the universe, Father of the human family. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of our Mother, the Holy Spirit, is Ruach HaKadosh. Now the word Ruach is to be found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. And that word is feminine, denoting and referring to Mother Holy Spirit. in the African Arabic tradition. Mother Holy Spirit is known as Illa, and that word Illa is spelled I-L-L-A-H, and that word is also an African Hebrew word, as Allah is also an African Hebrew word. And our Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Illa Illaha Il Allah, Ashadu Illa Illa Allah. And we hear Illa and Allah. Illa is the mother, Allah is the father, because mother and father, the Almighty mother and father, have come together from the spirit of love to give birth to the universe based on Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, have given birth to the human family. And so, I greet you. Well, first let me say, before I finish with this, that Mother Holy Spirit in Egypt is Amenet. And in the Native American tradition, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So, I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say, Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. You and me are the I, and Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, because this is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in your and my personalities, thereby making our names the new names of Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that Christ in the last days, in the time of revelation, in the time of judgment, would make his return in the personalities of we who have the mind of Christ to rise up and overturn this wicked, no good, rotten system and usher in and facilitate the full manifestation of the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. You are divine. I am divine. We are divine. We are divine manifestations of divinity, living in divine flesh, in this divine realm, on this divine earth, in this divine universe, in this divine creation, because all has emanated from the divine, the almighty divine. Therefore, this is all divinity. When we understand that, we'll understand the power that we have. So, sisters and brothers, we are yet in the book of Revelation, and we are going to move to current events and then go back into Revelation and continue our study and connect Revelation to the black church, the black preacher, the black pastor. And so, with current events, we're looking at current events, current affairs, with the mind of Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ. The word revelation, coming from apocalyptus, which gives us our word apocalypse, having the same meaning as revelation, the taking and the uncovering the truth, the removing falsehood, so that we may see the truth of this wicked system. The revelation of Jesus. Jesus is justice. Yahshua, the African Hebrew word for what we say Jesus. In the African Hebrew, it's Yahshua, and it means deliverance, it means justice, it means liberty. Christ, the anointed, the anointing to rise up your spirit and overthrow this wicked system. So this is how we're going to look at current affairs and current events, current affairs and current events. And most of these headlines are taken all from Democracy Now! And democracynow.org is where I get most of my headlines and news stories, because they cover so much that it gives us an opportunity to give commentary on a wide-ranging affairs, wide-ranging subjects. And so you know that at this time, WikiLeaks is strong in the news. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks' online presence hindered following U.S. pressure. The online whistleblower group WikiLeaks is facing an intensified backlash as it continues to release secret United States diplomatic cables. Crippling cyber attacks and U.S. government pressure have forced WikiLeaks to change its website address after the firm's Amazon.com and Every DNS dropped it from their service. The popular online payment site PayPal has cut off a vital funding channel by closing WikiLeaks' account. So we see that because of the information coming out that the government of the United States of America is putting pressure on various organizations such as Amazon.com, PayPal, to try to cut WikiLeaks off. Now there's another line of thought that in reality, WikiLeaks is playing into the hands of the CIA and the hands of those in power, and it is in reality an extension of such power. That thought is mainly emanating from Tarpley.net, Webster Tarpley, who I listened to get his perspective. But if that is the case, we are yet able, with the mind of Christ, to look at the information and see how the individual information or pieces of information can be used by the CIA for their own ends and purposes, and be able to delineate that and understand that if it is the case. So we're going to continue with these stories concerning WikiLeaks. So leaked cables include extensive infrastructure list. The latest cables include a document providing a list of installations described as vital to United States interests and national security worldwide. The list is expansive, including everything from power plants supplying United States grids to a cobalt mine in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The United States has criticized the list publication, the list's publication as irresponsible, while the British government called it damaging to national security. WikiLeaks said the list has been available to over 2.5 million people, including military officials and private contractors, and that it does not include specific locations and vulnerabilities. The point I want to make on that is this. Chalmers Johnson, who just passed recently, who used to be a part of this whole CIA apparatus, at one point in his career, came out and began to speak against such apparatus, power structure. Began to speak of America as an empire that has gone all over the earth and taken land, wealth, and resources, set up embassies, set up military bases. And these embassies and military bases act as little colonies, that this is in reality colonialism. Now, connecting this with WikiLeaks, United States interests in Democratic Republic of the Congo, cobalt mine, certain installations and security, worried about securing United States interests. The reality is this: this cobalt mine in Democratic Republic of the Congo, released by WikiLeaks, the information, this is really to teach us that the United States of America, through the CIA, through the United States military, special operations, through the multinational resource and mineral corporations, have administered in the Congo and in that region a genocide, an absolute bloodshed on our sisters and brothers in the Congo, because the cobalt mines, the diamond mines, the copper mines, and the resources in that region. I'm even thinking of the Sudan, in that the South is now contemplating separating from the North in the Sudan. And this is all being facilitated by the same wicked forces, because there's oil in the South in Sudan. Point I'm making is that America has gone all over the earth, Britain, Europe, Israel, all over the earth, and taken land, wealth, and resources, and are angry because information is coming out to cause us to understand these facts. Cable, despite doubts, EU in Afghanistan out of deference to the United States. The cables also provide new evidence that the United States allies in Europe strongly doubt the war in Afghanistan. In a memo from last year, European Union President Herman Van Rompuy, hope I'm saying his name correctly, R-O-M-P-U-Y, is quoted suggesting European troops are only in Afghanistan to please the United States government. Listen to this absolute wickedness. The leadership, they know that this war in Afghanistan, I'm going to say Iraq and other places, is absolutely futile. That the reason why the troops are in those places is to kill Iraqi people, Afghanistan people, Afghani people, to take the land, the wealth, the resources. There will be no clear winner in the sense of how we define winning a war. But the European Union, the leadership, President Herman Van Rompuy, does not care about his own European citizens. He is only a punk and a lackey for the United States government and the powers and the Rothschilds and the Illuminati Masonic Order. They are directing Herman Rompuy to continue to keep his citizens as soldiers in these places to what? Facilitate bloodshed, to kill and destroy the human family, to take land, wealth, and resources. It's absolutely wicked what they're doing to human beings and to their own citizens. Let me go down to another cable. McConnell. McConnell says that Assange is a high-tech terrorist. Senator Mitch McConnell, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, continues to come under attack from top United States officials and politicians. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell called Assange a high-tech terrorist. He said, quoting McConnell, "I think the man is a high-tech terrorist. He's done an enormous damage to our country, and I think he needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And if that becomes a problem, we need to change the law." McConnell, I say to you, the biggest terrorist on the planet, the United States government, the nations of Europe, the nation of Israel, the CIA, the FBI, the Fraternal Order of the Police, these are the biggest terrorists on the planet. It is hypocritical to point at Assange as the greatest terrorist when he's only giving, whether he's being used or not, he is only giving information that you all are afraid of. And so, those that should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, how about George Bush? How about, sorry to say it, Barack Obama, who is continuing the policies of George Bush at the behest of the Illuminati Masonic Order. Let me pause and say, you're listening to Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your Minister of Information. You are listening to the Mind of God program on thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 12th, 2009. So the biggest terrorists, the multinational corporations, and you may contact me at yallove by emailing yallove@comcast.net. How about the multinational corporations that are funding and financing all the warfare and the bloodshed? How about Wall Street and the bankers? How about the Federal Reserve System? How about the International Monetary Fund? How about the World Bank Organization? How about the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers? These are they that should be brought before the world court and are already on trial in God's court, in the court of the universe, which is based on truth, justice, and righteousness. And they are found wanting, and they are guilty of the greatest terroristic acts on the planet. Al Jazeera denies cable claims of diplomatic use. All right, there's a cable that says that WikiLeaks, that the Qatari government has tried to use the satellite network Al Jazeera as a bargaining tool in the international diplomacy. The cables say that Qatar offered Egypt to stop broadcasting Al Jazeera for a year in return for a more forceful Egyptian role in seeking an Israeli-Palestine peace deal. Al Jazeera dismissed these claims, says these are erroneous claims and misguided, and so on, and that they are guided by the principles of a free press. But we know that these Arab nations are hypocritical as it concerns Palestine and Israel, and have never done enough. I'm not talking about the people, but the governments in the Arab world, in the African world, in the world in general, have never done enough to help our Palestinian sisters and brothers. GOP nears a win on preserving tax cut for the wealthiest. And you know that we've been talking about this by now, which is December the 12th. The tax cut for the most wealthy is going on. Now, we in the so-called middle class and working class, we deserve all manner of tax cuts. Black folk, African people, indigenous people shouldn't even have to pay any taxes for all the hell that we've gone through with this wicked system. But Obama is capitulating again, bending and bowing to the wishes of the Illuminati Rothschild, Illuminati Masonic Order. Another story or headline. Unemployment rate hits 9.8%. The Senate vote came one day after new figures showed the official unemployment rate has jumped to 9.8%, the fifth highest it has been since the economic crisis began. Some 2 million people are poised to lose unemployment benefits this month. Well, we know that they extended the 90, they call them 99ers, 99 weeks. I guess the employment has been extended to 99 weeks and has gone beyond that because the people are out of work, they need help. But we know that the Republicans didn't even want that to occur. But the unemployment rate is 9.8%. I'm in the midst of writing an article that has to do with Dr. King. And it is, the purpose of this article is to encourage we who love Dr. King to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And Dr. King in the 60s stated that the government of the United States of America has the power and the wealth to implement a system that would guarantee every citizen of America a living wage job. He said that in 1967. We say the same today. The national discourse of America has been moved to the right. The Democratic Party is no longer upholding its tenets and platform. The Republican Party is no longer upholding its tenets and platform. The Republican Party during the time of Lincoln was considered the party of civil rights and considered the party that freed the slaves. Now, we know there's a whole lot of caveats concerning that. We know that Lincoln was pushed, that there were abolitionists and revolutionaries, black and white, working night and day to see that the slaves would be free. We know that Lincoln was a hypocrite and that black folk had to take it upon themselves to go for freedom. But the point I'm making is this. Both parties have abandoned their platform, their tenets, their fundamental philosophy. And both parties have carried the citizens of America into a discourse that is in the pocket of the Illuminati Masonic Order, the Rothschilds, and the Oppenheimers. The wealthy get everything. The wealthy get tax breaks. The poor and the middle class and the working class get the brunt of the tax burden. The infrastructure falling apart. Squeeze health care, Medicare, Social Security. Squeeze Medicaid. Balloon the military budget. And we don't say cut jobs. But what we say is stop going to war and having to go, which going to war forces that nation to go to the Rothschilds to borrow money to go into war. And all this does is perpetuate debt, perpetuate inflation, perpetuate economic slavery. The wealthy get off scot-free, the corporations get off scot-free, and the people are left holding the bag. Deficit panel fails to back recommendations. Let me see. The White House panel on reducing the deficit has failed to recommend the controversial proposals of its co-chairs. Panel co-chairs Erskine Bowles and Alan Simpson want to raise the retirement age for Social Security to 69 by 2075, decrease the cost of living benefits for Social Security recipients. Listen to this. Impose new limits on Medicare health care insurance program and end several middle class tax breaks while reducing income taxes for corporations. Listen to this. You see how the whole discussion, national discourse, is moving away from the left, clear to the right, beyond the right, right into the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Although the panel didn't recommend these wicked ideas, yet the discussion is holding such wickedness. Iran, nuclear talks begin in Geneva. International talks have begun in Geneva today between Iranian officials and global powers, including the United States. I mentioned that so that I may mention Ralph Shoman and Maya Shoen, whose website is takingaimradio.com. And I'm going to put in my summary a program that they did that exposes this whole attack against Iran as absolutely wicked and full of lies, as it was with Iraq, with George Bush and the WMDs that no one ever found and no one wants to talk about. I'm going to put that in my summary so that you may go and listen to Ralph Shoman and Maya Shoen prove that papers were manufactured with lies and falsehood so that we as American citizens may be maneuvered into supporting a war that would destroy Iraqi people. No matter what you think of Ahmadinejad, we are not for warfare. That only destroys the human family. We know that the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers are behind all wars, finance all sides so that they may get the land, the wealth, and the resources. And Iran has a lot of good, sweet black oil that the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds want to get their hands on, that America wants to get their hands on. And America is angry that Iran would do business with China and Russia. Hey, You have to do business with those who you can do business with so that you may make a living and provide for your people. Now, we know that Iran is not absolutely providing for the people like they should, but America, Britain, and Israel have no right to go to war and destroy the human family and take people's stuff. Holder continues WikiLeaks probe. At the United States Justice Department, Attorney General Eric Holder said investigators continue to probe the WikiLeaks case. U.S. officials have said Assange could be charged under the Espionage Act and suggested that laws could be amended to overcome legal obstacles to a prosecution. Absolutely hypocritical. The ones who should go on trial: George Bush, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, George Herbert Walker Bush, and Obama at this time, because blood is on his hands. How about trying the head of the CIA and the FBI and the Fraternal Order of the Police? How about the prime ministers of Britain and Israel and presidents of Israel? How about put them on trial? Let's see. Cables, WikiLeaks Cables says the United States has a contingency plan for Russian attack in Eastern Europe. WikiLeaks has released less than 1% of the more than 250,000 classified diplomatic cables in its possession. The latest cables include revelations of a United States plan to defend parts of Eastern Europe in the event of a Russian attack. Now, I'm currently reading a book that has to do with the CIA. And I can't remember the title of it now, but I'm going to start putting that in my summary page. And it's this cable here where it says that the United States is preparing to defend Eastern Europe in the event of a Russian attack. Reminds me of this book. Don't have it in front of me, but you'll have it in my summary page. Where this scare against Russia, this scare against communism, Red China and communism, was all manufactured. Everything was blamed on communism so that we would be afraid and be maneuvered into destroying the human family, supporting bloodshed and warfare, supporting absolute wickedness done by the CIA. And we're going to have to become wise against such wickedness. The biggest terrorist on the planet and killer, United States government of North America. Multinational corporations, resource and mineral. Wall Street, the bankers, the Rothschilds, and the Oppenheimers. Pakistani prime minister cites United States sway on military. Iraqis view Saudi Arabia as chief threat. A secret cable from the United States Embassy in Pakistan released by WikiLeaks shows former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif believed the United States government had enough sway to appoint the head of the Pakistani army. Now let me deal with that first. According to this cable, Sharif, former Prime Minister of Pakistan, believed that the United States government had enough sway to appoint the head of a foreign army, in this case, Pakistan. And I'm reminded of my same book that I'm going to put in my summary page, having to do with the wickedness of the CIA internationally, in that America has been doing such, appointing prime ministers, presidents, heads of military, infiltrating nations, foreign nations, at all levels, so that the nation may be turned and maneuvered into the wishes of these wicked ones we have been talking about. In Iraq, newly disclosed cables showed that Iraqi officials view Saudi Arabia as a greater threat than Iran. And we know that Saudi Arabia, their intelligence infrastructure, was set up in part by George Herbert Walker Bush, and that Saudi Arabia has been funding and financing and helping the CIA and America and Britain to do their wickedness. You see, there's a division among Muslims. There are Sunni Muslims. Saudi Arabia is a Sunni Muslim nation. Iran is a Shia Muslim nation. Persian. Okay? Saudi Arabia, Arab, and Sunni. Iraq, if I have it correct now, Iraq's president, I don't remember his name at the moment, but he is a Shia, okay, and is kind of friendly to Iran. And so it looks like that division is causing Iraq's president, I believe, is Shia. I believe it's Shia. So he has a leaning toward Iran. Now, that division between Shia and Sunni is causing him to look at Saudi Arabia as a potential enemy, and the fact that Saudi Arabia, the House of Saud, the Royal House of Saudi Arabia, is financing and funding, helping to fund the wickedness of America in that region. But these divisions among Muslims and Christians and Hebrews is fostered by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the Illuminati Masonic Order, so that they may divide, continue division, and conquer and take land, wealth, and resources. Let's see the next story here. Despite public stance and polls, United States opposes Taliban reconciliation. In Afghanistan, the cables also show that the United States is actively opposing an eventual peace agreement that could bring top Taliban leaders into the Afghanistan government. All right. Now, even though America plays like they want peace in the world, in Afghanistan and other places, we know that they do not want any peace. They're playing everyone against everyone else, and we know that in reality, the weapons manufacturers, the corporations, multinational resource and mineral, Wall Street, the Oppenheimers, and the Rothschilds fund and finance all sides so that the human family can continue to be destroyed, and that they can continue to steal the land, the wealth, and the resources. So, no, they're not sincere. They don't want peace. They don't want to see people reconcile, because warfare is big business. Warfare makes money, and the theft of the land, the wealth, and the resources. Let me conclude this current affairs and events with Senator Sanders suggests filibuster of tax deal. Despite striking an agreement with Republicans, it's unclear if Obama will have enough backing from congressional Democrats. Speaking on MSNBC, and we know, I believe this thing is passed, but Senator Sanders wants to filibuster. The issue is the insult, the outrage, that they want tax breaks for billionaires, but they can't find in their heart, they can't in their heart come up with extending unemployment compensation so the millions of families in this country will have a modicum of security. Now, they've extended that, but they didn't want to. Now, that's an outrage, continuing with Senator Sanders. That's an outrage. I believe politically we can rally the American people around that cause for a Democratic president, Democratic House, Democratic Senate to be following the Bush economic philosophy of tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires is absolutely wrong public policy. Absolutely wrong politically. And I gotta tell you, I will do whatever I can to see that 60 votes are not acquired to pass this piece of legislation. So we big up Senator Sanders for doing what he can and sounding the alarm and raising up and rising up on behalf of working class and so-called middle class people and standing up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Obama, doesn't have a backbone, is conciliatory with the enemy. So you have to rise above Obama, the Republican, and the Democratic Party, and see that they are both controlled by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We're going to take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.